Okay, I'm sitting here with Carl Willits, vocalist of Bothora.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, Carl?
I'm doing very well, yes. I'm enjoying myself greatly. Okay. Having a great time.
Okay. You just recently completed your first leg of the Those Still Loyal tour, which took place between middle of January to the end of February, 4 or 5 weeks approximately. And you've just a few days ago kicked off the second leg, which is going to last till beginning of May.
More or less
4 or 5 weeks, plus a summer of, plus a few summer festival appearances.
That's right. Yeah.
Could you give us a short recap of the first leg of the tour? How was the reception from the fans, and how did it feel to be back on the stage?
Fantastic, perfect question to start the interview with. Totally.
Yeah.
It was. Every night was something special on that tour. From the very first date we did, it was like basically we did 30 dates. It's just under 5 weeks it took to do them all. Mm. Which is probably the most extensive bit of touring that Bothora I've ever done, really, ever. And it's been some time, as you know. So to get back on stage was, it all felt somewhat triumphant, really. Yeah. You know, the response we got was amazing. We kind of knew, had an inkling it would go pretty well, because the response to the new album was so positive and warm, the reception we were getting from people. So we felt that it'd be good. But from the very first gig, for example, the first gig, you know, the first thing I was at the Attack Club in Enschede. That was my first time back on stage with Bolt Thrower, so it was a bit of a, you know, emotional, you know, kind of like a monumentous occasion. 12 years not performing.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I was up there, and one of the first things I saw was this guy in a wheelchair crowd surfing, you know, and I looked up and thought. That's an omen. This tour's gonna be something special,
exactly.
You know. And it was. Every night was special for a different reason. It felt, you know, like a party virtually every night.
Yeah, it's been sold out for practically every venue so far. Had you expected this?
No, I knew it would go. I thought it would go well, but we didn't expect it to be sold out. It's just an amazing acclaim to the scene that's around as well. Really, I think it's great for us, but also it's kind of like unified a lot of people and shown people, wow, there are still a lot of people out there, like-minded, you know, and it still exists, so it's a great feeling.
Yeah. I have read in various magazines and on the websites that you have filmed some shows lately, and that you have plans on releasing a DVD in the future. Can you, at this point, have any more concrete details?
Well, definitely, for a long time now, we've had a lot of requests, you know, through the forum and people, you know, fans were asking us, and, you know, we obviously respond to that, you know, really aware of what people need. And it's our 20th year in existence, so we want to release something special. There's never really been any visual material, really, you know, just a few video clips here and there.
Just occasional with you.
So 20 years, it's about time. So when we're on the road, we've got 2 or 3 cameras, you know, just handy cameras. We're taking, you know, just shots of incidental shots around, and also later in June we're doing the Rockhard Festival. We're still in the planning stage of that, but we're going to plan to get like 7 or 8 cameras involved there and film that properly, because that'll be quite an occasion. Really,
cool show,
it's a lovely place, that the amphitheatre type thing. So with the lights, so we're going to release something using that footage, maybe later this year or early next year or something. Probably next year, hopefully.
Okay.
But still in the early stages of planning, that is. So hopefully that'll go ahead.
Yeah. The best gig so far on the first leg, and why?
Blimey.
Yeah.
That's a difficult question, because I say each night was special for a different reason, and I've actually made a log as well. I do a kind of diary to document every night as well, just all the highs and the lows of every night.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to compare a lot of gigs, because they're totally, each one's different for different reasons. But if I was to try and put my finger on one, for me it might have been the second night on the tour when we played Hamburg, purely for personal reasons.
Okay.
Because last time I played there, I think we had a bit of a disagreement with the promoter of the venue.
I see.
You might have heard this story before. And he basically said that he wanted us to play in the small room, and the tour we'd done previously to that, we played in the big room, and, you know, we didn't want to go into the small room after playing the big room. And we knew that people would turn up, kind of, and they did. So I had to punch him. I had to deck the promoter.
Okay.
And I always remember him saying, "You will never play Hamburg again." And we did. We played Hamburg again.
Okay.
But we never got to play the Markt Hall. So we played this time, and it was the biggest crowd for a metal show since 1994 or something. You know, it was 1,200 people sold out. You know, it was a massive gig. You know, so just on a personal level, that felt somewhat triumphant in particular that night. You know,
I see. How is the life on the road nowadays compared to, let's say, 15 years ago?
Yeah,
is it more fun now, or is it more tiring, or is it just?
Well, 15 years ago, I used to drive. Yeah, we used to have a bus. Yeah, well, we didn't have buses then. We used to have a minibus.
Okay. Yeah, minivan.
It was a van, and van with the gear in the back and things like that. You know, so back in the day, then we had a backline van on the one of the tours,
and I
used to drive the backline van, and that was a nightmare. So for me personally, it's a different world, So it's been a long time. Since those days, it's a pleasure.
There's a lot of party going on nowadays compared to before?
Not so much these days. I have to take care of my throat, really. Because one thing is doing the formats, and that's not a problem. It's just when you get pissed up, I have a bit of a smoke, then you spend all night. It's the talking bit, all night. So I'm quite strict with myself. I try and get myself to bed. Before everyone else, so I don't talk myself stupid.
Okay. In retrospect, now that the latest album, Those Once Lawyers, has been out for a while, what would you say is the thing that you're most satisfied with on it?
I think the general production, I think, is probably the best we've got so far on an album.
I have to say the sound is very...
Yeah.
It's like
for a change, the bass sound on it is far more audible than any of our previous albums, and that just enhances the overall sound completely. The guitars are more in balance, the drums are there, the vocals are there at the same level. So I'm pleased with it in many respects in that focus, but also the combination of the songs as well. There's kind of some mid-tempo songs, some slower songs, so there's a good combination. And also another thing is the riffs, the riffs and the structure is just really strong. And Baz's leads, they've matured a lot, I think, Baz's leads. So there's a lot of things with that one.
Is there anything that you're least satisfied with?
Yeah, maybe because it's my first album doing it again, maybe I feel that maybe sometimes the vocal delivery could have been a bit more varied in style. So maybe like on For Victory, there's a different variation of style. But that was really fun because I'd been doing it for 6 years and I was quite confident with what I was doing. So this is a new kind of like, I haven't been using it for a few years. So I'm happy with it on a level as an entry point. But I know that on the next album, to expect more from the vocal performance, it'll be a bit more varied. Yeah. That's the only point I can think from my personal point of view.
Okay, how will you take it from here after the summer? You will do a few summer festivals, and that's the end of the tour, I guess.
To a point.
Is it a few summers, a few months of rest, and then the work on the new album begins?
To a certain extent, yeah. We're going to we've got a few things lined up. We've got the Rock Hard after this in June, and then we've got maybe a weekend. We might go to Greece, do a few places. Yeah. We might do another few dates before Christmas in England as well, local, because there's a lot of areas we didn't cover. So we've got a few things, and then obviously we're going to have to start working on some new material.
Yeah.
We also talk of us possibly getting over to America and doing some dates over there with Malevolent Creation. So that would be good. That may be happen in October time or something like that.
Good package. And
you're
welcome to the American audience.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know you want. They've been waiting for it
for a long time. So I think now's the right time. We've got to do that. So we're going to be fairly busy, I reckon. It's all looking quite bright.
Okay, that's pretty much all I had at the moment. I just wanted to.
That will do for me then.
Recap at the first leg and. I wish you the very best for this evening. I hope you do a killer gig for us.
We certainly will. Yeah, we certainly will.
Okay, and thank you very much.
pleasure. Always a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.